This is the Parent Portal Show.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit Mike Hammer at Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, welcome back to the Parent Portal Show. Stephen Knoll, Coach Gumbert this morning. We're talking about just all sorts of fun topics around NIL, transfer portal for the Parent Portal Show community. Got a lot of fun things to cover today, Coach. We certainly have had a lot going on with different teams, a lot of games going on. I think it's probably one of the most enjoyable weeks as far as bowl games and certainly the NCAA football season goes.
There's been a flurry of activity on the field and probably more off the field with transfers and commitments. And, you know, it's just been if you're a person that appreciates all that stuff, this is your Super Bowl week right now.
This is your week to get on the couch and just hang on to that remote. Don't lose it.
That's it.
Well, before we jump into too much of that, Coach, I wanted to talk a little bit about what I think are key takeaways, value add that we do provide to our Parent Portal Show community. And that is three things that I think they should be doing right now. It is the holiday season. Kids are out of school, obviously. They are looking for some of us start back to school next week. Some of us get another week. It depends on kind of how long they held over on the break. But it is a great time to be reminding your athlete, your student athletes, of things that we want to set into play for next year, 2024. I've got three kind of top of the mind things. One is absolutely need to be thinking about camps and clinics. What is your summer program going to look like? You know, we're a 2-sport athlete, possibly 3-sport, depending on what we get into this spring with track. But because of that, you know, we're already looking at tryouts for the spring baseball season. That's great. We'll be ready for that, ready to go. Cages are going to be important, but the camps and clinics are absolutely a part of that equation. And if you, the older you get, the grade levels, more grade levels you go up, the more important it's going to be to make sure that you are attending some of those camps and clinics that are going to be important for the colleges and for you to get that exposure to the colleges.
Yeah, you can't say this enough. I mean, we predominantly talk a lot about sports, but I mean, just think as a parent, you know, how you start getting into April and May and it starts hitting you how quickly the year is coming to an end. And then all of a sudden you're trying to figure out where to, what camps you want to go to, and they're full. And if you haven't experienced it yet, it happens. It's just a fact of the summer, and it gets on top of you before you know what you're doing. And then you're kind of like, hey, can we get in this camp or can we get to this clinic? And your words are timely because it's like right now, this is the time you should be looking for leagues, for clinics, and you know, these moments where outside of the school that your kids are being exposed to maybe, you know, different teachings, different ways of doing things that'll give them better tools for their tool bag. And if you're waiting for that to kind of happen in school, you're kind of playing from behind. You really are. And yeah, this is also that moment that, you know, they're still kids and you look at them and they say, hey, I want to try this new sport. What a great opportunity to to kind of start planning that out for the summer now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got one. I've got one that's decided that golf's going to be his thing.
Right.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, what's that going to look like, you know, on top of everything else? But you figure it out. But you figure it out with good planning. And your words are well heard.
Well, and the idea isn't that you have to go be at a top-notch clinic that, you know, that they're doing pads and performance and all that. You know, it elevates and evolves as you get up into the grade level. So if you're going ninth grade into 10th grade, at that point, just going and seeing what a clinic's about is just fine. You know, just being there, showing up. There's not a lot of burden. You're not competing for the top colleges to look at you. That's not the thing. It's there to just see what they go through, the measurements and things like that. They understand it. Coaches absolutely don't expect a ninth grader to be at full measurements at that point. So there's certainly a program set aside to give those kids a chance just to kind of hear from some of the coaches. You know, we did I've been through this once before, and we did the Texas clinic several times. And, you know, it's great to hear the head coach say, hey, this is what our team's about. It's an exposure to other schools that are going to be there. That's one of the things, you know, do your research and know. We were looking at several schools this year and thinking about how we're going to get in front of them. And it just, you know, it becomes a challenge to try to schedule three or four camps to go to and feel like you're getting exposed to them. You know, freshman into sophomore year is certainly another time where you're just getting exposed. You don't have to be that stud athlete out on the field. That's not what it's about. Sophomore into junior year, this is where it's getting serious. This is where the colleges are saying, all right, this is a kid we want to follow. This is a kid that might fit into our culture. This is a kid that we want to invite to come back and have a second look. But that's probably one of the key years right there, sophomore into junior year, that summer. And then junior into senior year, at that point, the top five percenters, they know pretty much where they're going. They've had those conversations. There may be a few of them that are still trying to figure it out. The blue chippers are getting the offer letters already. The coaches are already, you know, the rating systems are already in place by then, and the kids are either well on their way to a school that they want to go to, or they're well into that recruiting process. So the camps and clinics become less measurements and more, I mean, it's got lots of measurements in it, no doubt. But it's less about, it becomes a courting process is what I would consider it to be. One other bit of advice around that is parents, students need to be responding to coaches, even if you're kind of putting them off a little bit, even if they're not the letter or the offer that you want, you need to respond. And that can be a burden. There's a lot of communications that happen through this process. But this is a great time for your student athlete to kind of get good at that communications.
You know, you said that right there. And one of the things that just jumped out at me was like the difference between an experience and a educational working type clinic, if you will. I think that you and I both have seen those camps, those clinics where you go in and it becomes about a picture and it becomes about like, hey, you shook hands with someone and you get maybe three reps, you know, doing whatever it is, whether it's a basketball, you know, shot or whether it's a football pass. It's not really about, hey, my kid, you know, made a 10 three pointers because they just don't have that opportunity. The volume is so big. And your kids are, you know, somewhere between that 10 and 15 year old age kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a difference when that shifts and it becomes about, hey, here's this, you know, monster that's out there that is 6'5" and 320 and he's 15 years old. That's a different type of camp and or clinic that you're attending. And so doing your homework and understanding what is going to be asked of the athletes, how many people are going to be there, you know, attending, who's going to be teaching it, you know, yeah. And that's where you start recognizing the value of the clinic and, you know, what you're paying for, because it's important. I mean, if you see a camp in Louisiana, which is, you know, 4 or 5 hours away, and you're paying big money and you go to it and it's just an experience, you're not going to come away with the same feeling as is like, hey, my athlete, you know, was able to go and be on the court for 3 hours a day and get instruction and get that time that you're basically paying for.
Yeah. Well, and I'm of the opinion now, Coach, and it's kind of changed over time, even over the last, I'd say over the last 4 or 5 years, and I've been doing it enough to kind of watch it. I don't think clinics outside of the universities that are sponsored by the university, I don't see a lot there, not in Texas, at least. Now, there are some other states that maybe that's the way to do it, but the clinics and really their camps, the camps sponsored by the University of Texas, sponsored by SMU, TCU, they take as many kids as they can. They're big kind of registration. They're small fees. That's another thing. You're paying maybe $50, $75, at least for the initial kind of introductory camps. And when you start getting in the skill positions and things like that, they might get a little bit more. But there's not the level of teaching is, you just don't have enough time, right? I mean, kids, when you're doing clinics, this is a seasonal improvement. They can get them trained up in some ideas, some thoughts, make them better. But these are things that really are, again, a two-way street of information. There's coaches taking down as much information as they're giving out. And, you know, and that's a different team. So I would not encourage parents to spend a lot of money on a clinic or a camp this summer. I know a few parents that do that. They seem to get a lot out of it. We're not in that camp. We're not in that process.
Yeah, I push people, you know, early on into those experience clinics, camps, because it helps the parent and it helps the athlete to see, hey, I really like this, or maybe this isn't my thing. You know, yeah. If you go to a camp and you're running ladders the entire time and you're like, man, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. Well, you found out early, you know, and you can still enjoy it. It's just, it may not be your thing, your passion. And I really encourage people to find that person in their community that could be a coach for them. And, you know, where do you find that person? Is every school that I've ever seen has that one stud,
yeah.
You know, that maybe, you know, she's that great volleyball player, you know, and I guarantee you that player is getting outside training somewhere else.
Yeah.
They have to be, you know, and so reaching out to the parents, you know, we're a community, reaching out to that parent and saying, hey, who do you work with? And finding those people that are in your community that can help you not just once a summer, but help you once a week, twice a week, and be able to develop those skill sets that make a difference. They really do. And it's, you know, I tell a quick story here is like, you know, we've been offered to go to different clinics and camps and everything else. And, you know, my son looked at me and said, it's not the same, you know? And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, my coach here in town, works me harder than I would ever work at that clinic. And that's the truth. You know, you when the kids can see it, then, you know, maybe it's something we need to stop and listen to as parents.
Yeah. Got it. Well, so that's one. Do your research. No camps, clinics. What are you going to do for the summer? Have a good game plan. Certainly you can run it past your coaches. Make sure that they know your expectations, what you guys are planning to do. Make sure it doesn't conflict with programs that are already in place. And that's certainly a challenge sometimes. So a communication back with the coaches is pretty valuable. Part two of that is now's a good time to still be hitting the weights, doing your agilities, doing your, you know, any kind of cage time if you're baseball, you know, throwing the football out on the field a little bit. Don't, you know, get your rest. I'm not saying that you don't get time to, you know, rest up. A lot of kids have a lowest common denominator of nothing. At least my kids seem to find zero as kind of the place to come back to. And zero all winter break long is not the place to be. You want to get a little bit of time doing your weights, doing some speed running. You know, that's a thing that a lot of kids don't try to do enough. Even your linemen, you need to stay on those, getting those sprints in because they're valuable. So that's kind of the second thing that I think kids need to be working on. And then the last thing is nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. You know, and this is a great time of year to be thinking about that. Hey, look, you know, turkey dinners and all the wonderful food that you have this time of year, that's great. And there's nothing wrong with having a great meal, but just paying attention to and even having the talk with your student athlete. You know, I talked to my kid yesterday and I was asking him about his breakfast and he said, yep, Dad, I got a breakfast bar. I'm like, that is not a breakfast. That's a breakfast bar. That's a snack. And so we had to kind of go through that a little bit and make sure that he knew what expectations were for making sure that he's hitting those that nutrition correctly. That's a tough conversation sometimes. And, you know, I've got, you know, sometimes the adults in that equation have to kind of go through the thinking process a little bit and make sure that what they're working with their kids is, you know, is beneficial. And I will tell you, Coach, and just kind of putting this out there real quick, I think kids really, the ones that really need the nutrition talk, it's rarely that they overeat. It's either that they're doing bad choices of foods or they're not eating enough. And I've had that with all three of my boys at this kind of age group. They don't get enough of the right nutrition in them, and skipping meals and things like that is just getting into bad habits.
Well, okay, so sports science is more than just watching a video on how to catch a ball. Sports science takes in everything from nutrition, yep, to strength and conditioning, sports psychology. You know, those are just foundation things for great athletes. And being able to set those type of, like, standards for your yourself is huge, especially early on. And, you know, that comes down to your athlete's best teacher, and that's you as a parent, is like being able to set good guidelines that become good habits. And you said it, right? I mean, all of us have that constant battle with fighting the screen of a device or a game or, you know, a television, as opposed to, you know, getting out and working and, you know, doing something besides the screen over a break. It's a delicate balance. You know, you find yourself saying, okay, they need to recover. They've gone through 3 or 4 months of school. But in the same light, you don't want to take 4 steps back when you've gained, you know, all this work. And so it's a delicate balance, and sports science is important to start setting those standards so that they cannot lose what they've gained. I really like the weightlifting thing that you talked about, because it's one of those areas where I don't think, you know, they had the last day of class and their coaches are like, see ya. And it's not a bad thing. They're just like, we're overwhelmed too. And, you know, they're not sending them home with a workout plan, or, you know, it becomes one of those moments where, what do you do as a young man, young woman, to want to get better. And again, we've got to be able to help them set those standards. And I've found that accountability buddies are the,
that's my
catchphrase right now is accountability buddies. And it's really anytime they have a buddy that will go work out with them, they're 90% more likely to go do it. When they have to get up and go work out by themselves, I don't know. You know, it's a more of a challenge. But hey, this buddy's going, and there's a likelihood if you get two, you can get three.
Yeah.
And then you've got a group, you know, and it's like it's you're doing it with someone together. And that always seems to be something that we try to push, you know, our kids to be able to find that accountability buddy that you can go do a workout with. And it so far it works.
Well, and I love that idea, Coach. You know, we see kids in our group that could use that little access to the weight room. And my kid's great at dragging those guys along or encouraging them to come, and they come, you know. Otherwise, they wouldn't get that workout. So, you know, and I think a group approach is fantastic because it does kind of give that, you know, one kid can't go on one day, so you find that other kid that can go. And a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of lifting each other up is always a good thing. And my kids see it as a little bit of a reward. Hey, quality time with their friends.
Well, they don't see it. And as a coach, I see it this way. I'm building culture when we do that.
There you go.
You hear that word so much. You know, when you and I were back in school, culture was like going to a museum. Now culture is the phrase, right? It's like, well, he's a great culture builder, you know, kind of stuff. Culture is a very organic thing in that it starts with moments like what we're just talking about.
Yeah.
You have athletes that are out there and they say, hey, I really don't want to work, but okay, this guy's going to go work. I'll go work with him. And then all of a sudden, two, three, four people are doing it together. And you start building that trust, that communication, that relationship that goes not just on the field of play, it goes into your everyday life. And that's where you see that, man, I remember McCoy throwing to Shipley and they could do it in their sleep.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen because they went to the University of Texas and they went to practice. Those guys hung out with each other.
Yeah.
They were, their families were best friends with each other. And it, that's where that culture kind of started is being able to say, I know this guy so well, I know he's going to be there. And it's because we've done it in our sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, love it. Love it. You know, and that's the culture that gets the screens away from the face, right? You know,
it so really does. It really does.
Yeah. Investing in your friends and being around your friends, you can't, you know, I guess you can, but you can't communicate as well through a screen when they're right next to you in the seat. And that tends to open that up a little bit. I do want to, you've said something I want to bring back. My kid was getting dropped off at camp yesterday, and he said to his mom, hey, mom, you know, I really feel sorry for a couple of kids. They're really going to suffer through this because they're not going to have their phones for the next 5 days. His mom was like, well, why do you think that's going to be easy on you? And he's like, oh, no, mom, no problem. Now, this is a kid that our conversation on the way to school in the morning was very minimal because he was so into whatever was on his phone. So it'll be interesting when I pick him up from camp to see how that all worked out. In addition to the fact that he warned his mom that, hey, I may have a full beard when you guys come back and pick me up, just FYI.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty funny. That was one of the things he was thinking about as he was going off to camp. So anyway, those are the fun little things that, you know, sometimes kids that run through these kids' minds. I don't always understand it, but it's there.
For nearly 50 years, Town & Country Sports has been the heartbeat of youth sports in North Austin, promoting fair play, sportsmanship, and most importantly, fun. TNC Sports is for kids of all ages, no matter the skill level, and we encourage the whole family to get involved. Right now, registration is open for soccer, flag football, baseball, girls volleyball, softball, lacrosse, and more. Space is limited. Don't wait. Sign up today at tncsports.org. TNC Sports. Come play with us.